You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter, Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays may be out of the race as far as the postseason goes, and it's obviously been a disappointing season, but they are in the news certainly and will continue to be from now up until the trade deadline, because they're a team that has a lot of pieces that a lot of different teams out there want, and namely starting pitching, because there's a lack of starting pitching on the market, but there's plenty of it when it comes to the Rays. So it's a great chance for them to kind of be careful and maybe get something back for some of these arms. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But right now the Rays in Los Angeles, obviously opening up a series with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers suddenly really desperate for some starting pitching help because Clayton Kershaw, obviously to the disabled list, could be out for a long, long time. So how important does that make this series as far as the Rays starters go in a sense auditioning for maybe a Dodgers team?
Well, we were teasing with Chris Archer the other day because at the end of last week, the big rumor was 70% he was going to the Dodgers. So heading into this game, it's kind of interesting. You know, we were teasing with him, you know, which team would he be pitching for, the Rays or the Dodgers? But he said it that has not bothered him too much. He just still focuses on what's at hand. And, of course, he's been traded twice before, so he's a little more familiar with the process, even though he wasn't traded when he was at the major league level. But he seems to be trending up. And, again, as I've written several times, you know, the three guys that seem to be opposing teams seem to be most interested in are Archer, Matt Moore, and Jake Odorizzi. And of that group, in talking with scouts from other teams, they say Archer's still the main guy just based on stuff alone, even though he might not be the most consistent of the three this year.
It's interesting. You think the Dodgers would have tried to, maybe if they really are in on Archer, want to get it done before he pitches against them. We saw last night Jeremy Hellickson threw six scoreless innings against the Marlins, and they're one of the teams that you would think are probably interested in Hellickson. You got to pull the deal before the guy beats you. But you mentioned Archer, and I think that the Rays have to be a little careful, right? Because here's a guy that before this season was a guy that people thought was one of the best young pitchers in the game, was going to become an ace-type pitcher. He's been disappointing this season, but you can't then make it a scenario where you're selling low. You still have to get what you think would have been the best possible deal for this guy maybe heading into the season.
Well, it's kind of, I think the Rays are kind of like the guy who's selling his house and doesn't have to.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Archer signed a really great deal. Somebody wants to come knock their socks off, you know, let's go at it and look, and you know, we'll look at it. But otherwise, you know, really, we don't have to force the issue and trade him. You know, it's not like we've got to get rid of him. It's not like one of these situations we've seen in the past, like David Price or even Ben Zobrist, where their, you know, their contracts were about up, and you wanted to get something before, you know, they went elsewhere, because the Rays, you know, typically don't sign big free agent deals. But, you know, come to us. We like what you bring, and maybe we'll do something.
Yeah, and the Dodgers have a lot of intriguing parts down in that minor league system, so that would certainly be a good a trade partner for sure. Another team that would be neat is the Rangers. They have a lot of talent as well. But that's the case with all these Rays arms, is that they're in that same scenario. There's nobody they have to trade. It's just a chance to maybe get better in the long run. That being said, the rumors are obviously swirling, Bill. So, well, you're in the clubhouse every day. How is this roster from 1 to 25 just kind of dealing with all the rumors? Because I know it's something that comes up every year, but maybe it's a little different when your team is in the selling market as opposed to the buying market.
They seem to have a pretty good disposition, you know, and they have some gallows humor about it. So it doesn't seem to be affecting them, really. You know, of course, they're continuing. You know, they're still not winning. And, you know, that leaves a lot of people scratching their heads, really, what went wrong this year. And, you know, I think it still goes back to the first half and the starting pitching, you know, because I think they built this club thinking that was the constant they had, and it really hadn't been there until lately.
Yeah, and you mentioned lately, and that's exactly what they've gotten lately, although it hasn't translated, as you said, into necessarily wins. They did take 2 of 3 in Colorado last week, but then they dropped 3 of 4 in Oakland. But the starting pitching has been better. I think the number you threw out to me was 7 straight quality starts. Drew Smyly has given them a good start. That's great to see. And Blake Snell has been real good his last two outings. He pitched six scoreless, and then last time out, 6 2/3, two earned runs. So Snell seems to be getting comfortable at the major league level.
Yeah, and he's fun to watch, you know. I mean, but I should say all of these guys are fun to watch when they're, you know, kind of in their groove. And
right.
If you kind of squint your eyes and think, you know, geez, this is what we were supposed to have. Too bad it started too late. Maybe, you know, we can straighten things around and look to next year. But I particularly like watching Snell, and, you know, he's just kind of a laid-back kid. And he, you know, I was really impressed the way he got in some trouble in the first inning on Sunday. He adjusted and, you know, came out with a quality start and looked really well doing it.
And then how about Smyly? Six innings and an earned run. He had been in some kind of funk after, you know, really being a guy that a lot of people thought would have a breakout season. But he looked like he's kind of figuring it out a little bit. What was the difference in that last start?
Yeah, and when you say a lot of people, I was one of them. I thought he was the best on the staff. You know, some of what I've heard is that some of his breaking pitches or off-speed pitches have all looked the same. And, of course, you know, first part of the season when he was doing well, even though the win-losses didn't reflect it, you know, I'd look up at the scoreboard, and every time he was ahead 1-2. You know, so he was kind of the counts had been kind of flipped against him the other way around. He seemed like he's getting it back the other way, you know, and he admits, you know, it's been a tough stretch to go through. But, you know, he says he's far from defeated. He says he's healthy. And, you know, he's hoping to have it, you know, good guns going forward the rest of the season.
Another guy that's making his way back is Alex Cobb. Two-inning simulated game as he gets closer and closer to coming back, and that's going to be an exciting lift for this team down the stretch, and hopefully he can start to make those on the mound during game adjustments and fix the command and the things that always come with coming back off of Tommy John surgery. As a whole, Bill, when you look at this team big picture, obviously there was high expectations coming into this season. A lot of people thought this team could contend in the American League East. It hasn't worked out, and now you're at the trade deadline and you can make some moves. But in your sense, is the overall feeling that they're going to maybe make a move, but it's in the idea of getting better for next year? Because while you went into this season with high expectations, you can probably carry those expectations into next season when you're still going to have good pitching, and maybe you can get this offense a little better.
Yeah, and I'd still be surprised if they didn't make a move. And as of today, probably one of the things that looks most intriguing to me is maybe a deal with Texas. I see that Fielder's out for the year. What happens if they throw Steve Pearce in there with the Matt Moore and Jake Odorizzi? Maybe they come away with Profar or Gallo, who are the two you know, well-regarded prospects that the Rangers seem to be reluctant to give up. So, but, you know, this stuff is just hard to it's just hard to guess.
Yeah, that's a good move. I like that one, Bill. I like that for both teams, actually. I think I like that for the Rangers and the Rays. Get on the phone. Make that happen.
when I become GM, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.